Chapter 22. Robinson made the mistake of answering the phone. Not a good thing these days. Now Robinson had to deal with the caller, and the caller was not happy.
His instructions were to make it look like an accident, or at the very least, random bad luck. Say a carjacking. Carving someone up with a butcher knife does not appear accidental.
I told you I couldn't control him.
The police are crawling all over this. That's going to make things a goddamn mess.
I don't think he's worried.
Why? Because he's the world-famous Mr. Bozu? What the hell does that mean?
It's a piece of exercise equipment.
What?
Both sides up ball.
Robinson supplied.
Bozu ball. It's flat on one side, domed on the other. You balance on it to do squats, or place the domed side down for push-ups. Makes for a good workout inside a confined area.
You're telling me I've hired a man who thinks he's a piece of exercise equipment?
Robinson said seriously.
I'm telling you, you've hired a man who doesn't mind pain.
The caller was silent for a moment. So was Robinson.
Is he prepared for the next assignment?
The caller asked finally.
Working on it now. Of course, there's been a minor wrinkle.
Robinson spoke carefully.
Minor wrinkle?
Mr. Bozu has some new terms. Instead of $10,000 for the new job, he expects $30,000.
The caller actually laughed.
He does he? The man just fucked up his very first assignment.
I don't think he sees it that way.
Did he at least open a bank account?
No.
No?
He prefers cash.
Oh, for the love of God, you tell Senor Psycho a few things for me. One, I don't have that kind of cash lying around. Two, he'll get $10,000 and not a penny more. Frankly, he should be happy I'm willing to pay that much, given that we both know I'm only asking him to do something he already wants to do.
I don't think he's into negotiation.
Life is negotiation.
Robinson took a deep breath. No way around it now.
Mr. Bozu sent a note. It says if you want results, it will cost you $30,000. It says if you don't want results, it will still cost you $30,000. It says Mr. Bozu knows where you live.
What? You haven't told him anything, have you? I thought you picked him up at a rental car and gave him a stolen cell phone. There should be no way for him to trace.
I think he's bluffing, but I can't be positive. I have my contacts. Maybe he has his.
The caller was quiet, breathing hard. Angry or fearful, it was hard to be sure.
I would pay him the money,
Robinson said very seriously,
or I would get the hell out of town.
The caller took a noisy breath.
Tell him there will be no new terms. Tell him I got him out of jail. I can sure as hell put him back.
Robinson was silent for a moment.
What?
The caller prodded.
Well, to put him back in jail, you kind of got to catch him first.
Another pause.
Shit,
the caller said.
Shit,
Robinson agreed.